Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Derek. This is the Bariatric Badass Podcast. How's everybody doing? I'm sitting in my driveway, my car, my favorite recording studio of all time. I don't know. I liked our old place. Our old place was run down, little piece of shit, dude, podunk house, but it was home to us for almost a decade. I don't know how many times we cleared out furniture in our bedroom to record videos to help our following, to help our listeners, or set up empty egg cartons in our room to get the best sound for our podcast. But it was how we got by. This is how it is when you're trying to make something out of nothing, you know. Because, of course, we started with nothing. As a matter of fact, this is like my opening, God, what did I used to call them? My rollout rant. Now I remember. This is my rollout rant. Because it's going to lead into the subject of the title of the podcast is making your own path. And it's important that you listen to this. You put the headphones in your ear, you listen to it through your Bluetooth, whatever, you're driving. I wouldn't listen to it when you're driving, you know, because when you listen to somebody talk, you kind of try to become one with that person so you can absorb their energy, so you can absorb their intelligence and the wisdom and everything they've been through. You can do it in the gym. You can do it when you're trying not to listen to your kids. You scream and fight and yell and fight with each other. Sharice, if you ever listen to this podcast. Anyway, just kidding. So, when I say we did what we had to do to get by, I mean we made our own path. Granted, there are people before us that are content creators that didn't take no shit. Took on large communities. Okay. I don't like him. I don't support him. I don't appreciate his values. But he's a very intelligent man. Dr. B is a great example. When he started out. This is my opinion. When he started out. And I can have it. It's the United States of America. All right. I can have this opinion. When he started out. He did exactly what he was supposed to. But he made mistakes. In my opinion along the way. Which created this. This small disdain for him because he came off as greedy or money hungry, which is 100% okay. You do what you got to do to pay the bills. We're all in this game for a different reason. Yes, do I want to make a living doing what I'm doing? Of course. Who wouldn't? Who wouldn't want to sit in their car in their driveway talking into their iPhone 14? No, I don't got the new one because I don't want to spend $1,500 on the new one. I don't have it, even if I did spend the money. Of course, in a heartbeat. If I was to take, okay, Derek, how much I make right now? I make enough right now for my family to be comfortable-ish. We've hit a lot of bumps here in this last 2 years. So, most of all, between Sharice and I, we make enough money to get by. And that's in Salt Lake City, Utah. I wouldn't say one of the highest, like, economically wise, as far as the economy is concerned here. Housing isn't super expensive. I mean, I pay $1,750 for it's pretty much a condo. People would think it's an apartment or even a duplex, but it's pretty badass. You know, it's got a really nice lot of space, 3-bedroom, 2-bathroom, 2.5-bathroom. Place that we live here in Salt Lake City. If the powers that be were to come out and they were to say, hey, we're going to take your wage and we're going to, you know, match it with what you're doing online, I'd be like, okay. Because the one thing that you got to understand when it comes to me, or when it used to come to me, I'm not going to fucking lie to anybody, all right? I have lost a lot of steam in my time simply because of the skeletons and the monsters that are in my pockets and the bags of fucking bricks that I've been carrying over the course of the last 2 years, or excuse me, last year and a half to be exact, because we were abruptly, unlawfully kicked out of the place that we were in, the house that we called home for a decade. A lot of demons and monsters and bricks loaded in my brick-carrying backpack. God, throwing in my backpack. shoved in my pockets for that. Even though we had a ridiculous amount of friends, fans, clients. I have a friend that I've known since I was in elementary school, donated. Everybody got together and helped us. That's the only reason we were able to get into this nice place. If not, I don't know where we would be right now. I can't imagine where we would be, because coming up with your your first month's rent, your claim deposit, your last month's rent, all that bullshit, you're looking at quite a grip of money. And if you don't have that kind of money, what are you going to do? And I know a lot of people right now, and I've reached out to a few of my followers to help, but I'm always there. Even if you don't help, I'm always there to help you. You just got to reach out. See, that's the one thing that you need to do. Okay, I'm coming out of this rolling rant. The rolling rant where I'm saying me and Charisse made our own path to become where we are today. We got 14, we're like 25 followers away from $14,000 to me. That's phenomenal. I mean, it's not 120,000 followers like Dr. V. it's not millions of followers. But it's modest for me and Charisse from starting from nothing. Because in the beginning we were hated. So when I say to you, and I'm not saying that me and Charisse have all the answers, but we still, like before, think outside the box. Here's your box, all right? And like I say, when I say make your own path, here's your box, all right? Put your hands, put your thumbs together in front of your face like you're, getting ready to try to put somebody in your camera frame. That's how big your box is, right? That's where your mind is. Your solution to all, I'm not talking just some, I'm talking all of your problems, remain outside that box. When I say I'm remaining outside that box, I mean thinking outside the box. I mean going into the discomfort areas where you have to. I heard a great quote the other day. I can't remember where I heard it from. I think it was either Jay Shetty or Mel Robbins or Tony Robbins or something like that. That said, I'm probably going to mess it up. But everything you want, everything you dream of, is on the other side of difficulty. The shit you don't want to do, the problems you don't want to have to endure. With me, I'm going to be honest. I feel responsible for having to take my daughter's cat, my wife's pride and joy cat, beautiful, very rare animal, plus my best friend to the end, pit bull, and I had to take them to shelters to ensure that they would be, given a family. I feel the blame for that. We're not going to talk about gender roles, but I had a responsibility to protect my family, and we should have been prepared for what happened. But we weren't. I'm not going to lay blame, but you know what? The virus, if you know what I'm talking about, kicked me and Charisse in the gut like you'd never known. Took a ridiculous amount of our savings away from us. Took a ridiculous amount of sanity away from us. I mean, we, for being locked up for as long as we were locked up here in Salt Lake City, I was the only one getting out because Charisse wasn't employed back then. The kids were doing homeschool stuff. I was the only one able to get out. It weighed on all of our kids' nerves. It weighed on Charisse's nerves that they were locked inside the house all the time, blah, blah, blah. So we do our best to go to the park. But for the shipping and receiving industry in 2020, when the pandemic hit and we got stuck, we were busy, very busy. All the they would complain about the line of the productive line of shipping. U.S. Post Office had their heads up their asses. I can vouch for that. I had to ship. We were shipping portion control containers out during the pandemic, and it was ridiculous. I mean, the post office lost our stuff all the time, but so my company was really busy. So it's important. Let me just, I know I went off script there a little bit, but right now it's important. Like I said, you need to make your own path. When I say making your own path, that means thinking outside of what you believe is the fundamentals of your path. What is the fundamentals of your path? Okay, well, getting up in the morning, brushing your teeth, using the bathroom, getting dressed, or maybe you do it in a different way, or you get dressed and you go use the bathroom, whatever. You go about your day, you go to work, you do come home, you do the same thing. That is a fundamental normal path. And there's nothing wrong with that. Okay? Assuming you don't have some type of alternate where you veer off because something happens. Like for my example, I got hurt, and I got hurt bad. I'm lucky I'm not paralyzed from the waist down. For those of you listening this far, thank you very much. If you would please go, I'm going to tell you what I did to my poor little body here in a second, but if you listen this far, please go to facebook.com/TheBariatrica. Or if you already follow the podcast, I'm sure you follow our page. And there's a GoFundMe there. If you can donate, awesome. If not, please share it. What happened on the 26th of September, my work wants to say it was a seizure. It could have been a number of things. It could have been an electrolyte balance. It could have been a blood pressure problems, right? Because I already take blood pressure medications as it is. That's just the nature of being, you know, 50 years old and living my lifestyle and being as stressed as I am or whatever, blah, 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 blah. So when you take that and you being bariatric, can't drink like normal people, you know, I've seen guys at my work during the summer just take down a six pack of water and nothing. And I'm like, it'd take me 2 hours to drink a six pack, easy. So it could be dehydration again. I couldn't use the bathroom when I was at the hospital because I couldn't fucking stand up. I couldn't stand up because I had a compression fracture on my T12 spine. Now, Charisse could probably correct the holy living shit out of me, but you have three or four spots in your spine. You have the cervical part of your spine where, you know, people say you like C1, C2, C3, which is up by your neck, I believe. You have the thoracic, which is in the middle. I can't remember the other part, but my thoracic T12, so the 12th vertebrae in the thoracic area of my back is compression fracture. And this is because I fell from a standing position, because this, I remember this cycle was yesterday. I'm going to talk about it. I don't care. Of course, I'm shutting trailer doors, right? Because that's my job. Go around, make sure all the trailer doors are shut. Make sure everything's taken care of. And I come around a trailer, a tractor trailer, like these trucks that you see that have three trailers on the back and I'm carrying them down. That's what I mean by trailers. All right. I come around this trailer and all of a sudden I started feeling woozy. Like if you guys remember, 4 months ago, I had a quote unquote dehydration seizure. Okay. And what happens with the dehydration seizure was mixed with low sodium in my body. And you put those two together, you have dehydration, so you're overwhelmed, and then you have low sodium, so your blood pressure doesn't do what it's supposed to, which ended up as what they classified as a seizure. This time, it was either a seizure, an electrolyte balance, could be, like I said, blood pressure. It could also be, and I don't want to say this because it kind of makes me nervous, but I have a EEG in about 3 weeks where an EEG, if you don't know what an EEG is, it's when people will put, it's pretty much testing your epilepsy. If you're epileptic, you know, they'll put all these things all over your head and they'll flash lights in your eyes and do all these type of different stimulations to your brain to cause you to go into a seizure. Because if you can go into a seizure while they're monitoring via an EEG, then you will be able to find out exactly, you know, what the problem is. If it is epilepsy, what type of seizure it is, if it can be treated via medications, if you have to be treated for this, surgically, because my boss, longtime friend in my work for 18 years, his son had to have a seizure because of his epilepsy. My son had to have a scanner put into his body that put electrodes into his brain. You scan it with some type of little magnet, sends a signal to the brain, which, you know, stimulates the brain, which stops seizure. 50% chance of it working, and it didn't work with us. So I hate going off script because I forget what I'm talking about. But we're just going to go back to the basics, right? I don't want to get in a position where I'm going to find out I have bad news, like some type of degenerate brain disease, because if the EEG fails, then I go to an MRI and they can find out what's going on with an MRI. Little info, little inside track on head and brain MRIs. They suck. Because they put your head into a cage and they have to put you almost through the entire tube of the MRI. And I have a problem with it as it is already. So, but whatever, got to do what I got to do to find out what's going wrong. Got to try to catch something before something bad happens. Because I could guarantee you probably this. If I have another one of these medical incidences at work, I'm probably going to get put out of work. At least on short-term disability. And if you're someone that's been on short-term disability, it sucks. It does. It really sucks. I've been fighting mine for almost 4 weeks, 3 weeks, 3.5 weeks. So, again, when we get back to what I was talking about, it's really quick. I'm almost done. All right? Hang with me for a minute. My friend, if you're listening and your life is in the shitter, if you feel like Mike, like myself, I'm 50 years old. I'm teetering on the brink of just giving up, working my ass till I'm dead. I remember a thing Cherie said to me when I was working 60 hours a week. I was a choice because I had to pay for bills, you know. She's like, you can't work yourself to death. And she's right. You know, if I do, you know, it's going to cause problems with my health. But that's where I'm at, is do I chase my dreams? So I chase my dreams of being a content creator or a coach or whatever? Or do I throw in the towel, try to stay as healthy as I can, and just work like I'm supposed to? And I'll be honest with you, I'm on the fence still. I gotta get through this bullshit with my broken back. I also lacerated 5-inch laceration on top of my head. It took 5 staples to seal. Also sustained a minor concussion, but that's neither here nor there. If you're struggling, like I said before, we don't have the answers. We do not have the answers, okay? But like I said, we think outside the box. We go different routes. I've gone through so many DMs in the past. It's been 3 weeks since I started looking for people to help us, because I knew we were going to be in a bad position because I was going to be out of work for 6 weeks. The amount of people that are not willing to open up to somebody else, fearing that they're going to be rejected or they're going to be put, you know, or they're not going to be prioritized, is the number one reason that your life is probably where it's at. Sure, you know, you might be dealing with health issues. Sure, you might be dealing with domestic issues, family issues. But when it comes from a personal standpoint, even then with your health, I got poor health, you know. It kept me down for almost 2 weeks until I slapped the shit out of myself and got off my ass, started walking around, started getting my footing again, started to fucking stop being so depressed because I wasn't providing for my family. It took some time. It doesn't happen overnight. Listen, one thing you got to remember is it does not happen overnight. It starts by reaching out. If I was suicidal, like I was this time. Yeah, it was the end of the summer. Actually, end of summer. Beginning of fall. I think it was 2021. I'm not sure on the dates, but if I was suicidal like I was back then, where I was just so delirious, depressed, dealing with so many different freaking problems, anxiety, mental breakdowns, that I was awake for 9 days. You guys have heard that story already if you've been following me. There's 134 episodes on this podcast. I'm sure if you go through some of them, nearly 100% of them are at least 15 minutes and under. This one's gone over quite a bit because I wanted to pretty much create an example, set up a story. If you're not willing to reach out, you don't have money. I don't care. I'm asking for your help. I'm asking for donations. I'm asking if you guys would like to buy some bowls, some portion control bowls. If you can't, you can't. It don't fucking matter. I'm still here. And that's what a lot of people don't understand. You know, a lot of the things I do, I can't answer without a reason. But when it comes to your mental health and relating to somebody who is bariatric, relating to somebody who has had ridiculous amounts of Regain, has had addiction issues, who has had mental health issues, that's me. And, you know, 60, 70% of the time, that's all you need. Once you have that moral support, that's when you have somebody like Charisse come into the picture. Charisse is a different story, a whole different story. For all of you that have been dealing with Charisse or have worked with Charisse, the entire freaking conversation has changed. Charisse is not only a very seasoned sports nutritionist and bariatric nutritionist, and verify both those freaking titles through the National Academy of Sports Medicine. She's also... I don't know what you want to call them, semesters, quarters, whatever. But next summer, she'll be graduating. So next June 2024, she'll have her degree in science and psychology. I think that's what it is. Science and psychology, or science and psychology, or something like that. I'm not sure. But, you know, she's one smart little cookie. You know, that's one thing with Charisse, and she's strong as a fucking ox, too. But that's neither here nor there. But anyway... Again, if you need help, if you need to try something different, maybe that's what you're missing in your life. Maybe that discomfort zone that we used to talk about back in the day. Fuck your comfort zone was our saying back in the day. We had shirts, we had bracelets. People loved it because people lived by that saying. They would live in their comfort zone. I haven't lived in my comfort zone yet. It's been a while since I've been comfortable. I can promise you that. Now, especially, where's my damn bottle of water? Especially since I got hurt. But please reach out. It's no big deal. I'm here for you. Charisse is here for you. It might take us a minute to get back to you. If you say send the page message, or you send my personal page, Derek Peterson. Derek spelled with an I, of course. Peterson. And if I don't get back to you, get into my comments and start commenting on my stuff. So, like, hey, you know, check your DMs. We'll talk. You know, I'm sitting around my house until November 7th doing nothing. Because I can't. I gotta let my back heal. I'll reach out. Okay, if I can't answer your question, I know this girl that is really good at what she does. And I'll get Charisse involved. Okay, I love you guys very much. Please, if you will, again, go to facebook.com/TheBariatrica, our page. I think if you just went into, like, a Facebook search engine and punched in Bariatrica, Bariatrica, it would come up. It's a picture of me and Charisse in the thumbnail. And there's a couple of groups that are called Bariatrica, because that is like Latin America type of phrase they use for bariatric surgery. So go to that page, check out the GoFundMe. If you can donate, great. You know what? If you can donate, we will hook you up with, Sharice's got it, her entire library. We thought we lost it when her last Mac went down. We thought we lost everything. She had 16 freaking ebooks about nutrition, about muscle building. She's an incredibly intelligent woman. Also has all of our programs, fat burning, basic health and wellness, muscle building, all of it. We'll hook you up if you donate. No problem. Otherwise, the books are range between $5 and $7, I believe. Our website's down because we can't afford to keep it up right now. So we'll take care of you. You just got to communicate with me. You can comment on one of these. I don't have access. I know like 70% of our listeners are from iTunes. I don't have access to the admin part of that because I know Apple's a pain in the ass. But regardless, you can go to my Instagram, Bariatric Badass. You can go to my TikTok, Bariatric Badass. Bariatric Badass, with no space in the middle, is my handle on every single platform that I'm on. So that'll be the easiest way you can find me if you can't get a hold of me through mail. But please reach out, okay? Again, if you can't donate, please share, say a kind word, like the post. I mean, even if you like the post, comment. You know, comment your prayers. That would be great too. But we're in a pretty tough position right now. We do appreciate everybody that's helped us so far. We do appreciate everybody that's purchased portion control bowls. We'll be getting them out very soon. Trisha, if you're listening, we appreciate you very much. Love you guys very much. You guys take good care of yourself. Take care of yourself. Take care of each other. Love you.